Well, as we continue to cover the progression of Georgia's cotton crop, University of Georgia Extension soil scientist Glenn Harris says he's concerned about the possibility of potassium deficiencies.
We had a number of factors that really have set us up for some potassium problems if we're not careful. One is when fertilizer prices peaked in 2008. When they come back down, nitrogen and phosphorus came down, but potassium did not. So we've been kind of trying to, you know, skimp on the potassium just because of cost.
The large amount of rainfall over the past few years has also caused some issues.
We had a lot of rain going back all the way to last spring of 2009, that has leached some potassium out.
And finally,
with the new varieties, compared to 555, which is very full season, the new varieties are short season. And it's well known that short seasons are more susceptible to potassium deficiency.
Harris says potash should have been applied at planting, but at this stage of the crop, if your plants are looking potassium deficient,
they might consider now, with a lot of this cotton blooming, consider some foliar potassium where they think they might come up short.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.